And please turn, if you will, to Psalms chapter 89. Psalms chapter 89. I want to begin reading in verse... Verse 15 to 18. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. That's what I want to speak to today, or get to today, if I can. The Holy One of Israel is our King. Now, the truth of God is revealed in the Psalms. The truth of man is revealed in the Psalms. It's here to be read and to be understood. By the vast majority, it is not read and understood. But it's here in these Psalms. And in this Psalm, we find the truth of Christ and what he has done to his people. Not just for them. He's done some stuff to his people.
Amen.
And this is what I want to know. This is what I want to know. And not only that, in this passage I just read, we know why we do some things. But it starts here, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. And I can't read that word blessed anymore without thinking of Bruce Crabtree. Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
Blessed. Some people are blessed in this world by God. That's an amazing thing. The scriptures, the Psalms in particular, are full of statements of blessing. And I don't know about you, but I like being blessed. I enjoy it. But what he says here is, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Now the first thing I looked at this, it says, blessed is the people. Now, the verb used is in italics. I know it's interpolated, but it's in the singular. But people is plural. We usually say, blessed are the people. That's what we say. You say, blessed is him, or blessed is he, blessed is she. But you say, blessed are they, plural. I know it's interpolated, but I do want to point this out. The people of God are one in him. They are one. And if one is blessed, all are blessed. And all are blessed, he says here, that know the joyful sound. So what is the joyful sound? It doesn't actually state it clearly here, but we have a few hints in other places. I believe it is the sound of love, of grace, of mercy, and of peace.
Amen.
That's the joyful sound. I think the direct reference here is the sound of jubilee. Sound of the Jubilee trumpet. The Jubilee, the trumpet of the Jubilee is blown in the 50th year on the day of, guess what? Atonement. on that day, the trumpet of Jubilee is to be blown. The 50th year. Every 50th year. This trumpet sounded forth liberation, freedom from slavery. If you had sold yourself into slavery, at that trumpet sound, you were to be freed. Now, we're not going to go into Israel's rejection of it and not carrying it out and the problems that came from that. But that's the joyful sound I believe he's talking about here. This trumpet sounded forth liberation, freedom from slavery, and the restoration of the inheritance back to the original owner if they had sold it. That's a joyful sound. That is joyful news from a joyful sound and a wonderful metaphor for the results of the work of Christ. Freedom and inheritance. But now, and Gil pointed this out, and I believe he actually has a point. He's right. Because in this time, in this day and age, the joyful sound we have is the gospel. We have the gospel, and it is a joyful sound. And the blessed people know that joyful sound. The sound of the gospel. Because the gospel of God is the sound of good news for sinners. It's the sound of grace, mercy, and peace for those who have offended God. It's about the sound, is about the pardon of the blood of his dear son. The truth of righteousness, sanctification, and redemption given to every child of God is a joyful sound. But it is only a joyful sound unto those who know that joyful sound.
Amen.
They're blessed. Everyone is not blessed. I mean, that's the context. Blessed is the people that know. Now, you don't know of yourself. It's been given to you. But you are to know that joyful sound. And it is a blessing from God to know that joyful sound. And then very clearly here, the next statement, there's the result given for knowing the joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. What? They shall walk. Oh my. Oh my. What's the big deal about this? Well, I read it wrong. It actually reads like this. They shall walk. It's not a question. It's a statement. The walk is necessary. The walk is going to happen. Now, am I sure about that? Yes, I am. I can read. That's what it says. And the book says what it means, and it means what it says.
Amen.
If you know the joyful sound, they shall walk. Who? Those blessed people. It's clear. There's no question. There's no reason for debate. There's no argument to be made. It just says it. They shall walk. Now there are some who say, well, I believe grace. Well, me too. Well, I believe salvation is all of grace. Me too. Well, I believe that you don't have to walk to be saved. Me too. But the same scriptures that tell of that grace say they shall walk.
Amen. That's right.
Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk. There's no questions here. Because here's the thing, and it's a very serious thing. If there's no walk, there's no grace.
Amen. That's right.
You've got no reason to suspect grace has been given to you. And that's just the way it is. Now, I didn't say you walk perfect. I'm not saying you walk straight as an arrow and never veer, never stumble, never fall. But yes, you do walk. If you know the joyful sound. That's just the way it is. No walk, no grace. You want proof? I got the best one there is. Scripture. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's salvation by grace, through faith, and nothing of yourself. But Paul didn't stop there. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. If you hear and know the joyful sound, they shall walk. You shall walk. But this walk is not just any walk. It's not just walking for walking's sake. They walk in the light of thy countenance. Walking in the light is not just walking. Mac, you said this morning, walking in the truth.
Amen.
There's no lie in the light. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's 1 John 1 and 7. Not only is he in the light, guess what? He is the light.
Amen.
John 8 and 12 says this, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, what? Shall not walk in darkness. You're going to walk, but you're not going to walk in darkness. If you know the joyful sound, but shall have the light of life. John had already written in 3 and verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into a world. Light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Jesus Christ is light. He is the light. And he is the light that came into the world, and men hate him. I used to hate him. You used to hate him. But once you come to know the joyful sound, you're going to walk in the light of his countenance. You're going to walk in the light. You're going to walk in the truth. You're going to walk in the gospel. You're not going to be perfect. We're not perfect. I listened to Earl coming up here talking about the old man. The old man hasn't gone anywhere. But praise God, we do have a new man in us. We do have the Holy Spirit in us. He is showing us the things of Christ, and we walk in that light. In this world, right now, this is something he has done to us so that we shall walk in the light of his countenance. It's not of ourselves. It's because of his countenance we walk in the light. It's because of his spirit that he's given us we walk in the light. Now we still sin, but we're not under the dominion of sin anymore. We walk in him, and in him we walk in the light. Why? Because he is in us, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We shall have the light of life. That's amazing to me. Because when you stop and you think about this, you do think, I am blessed. I am blessed in him. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. Verse 16. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. The blessed ones, those who know that joyful sound, find joy in the name of the Lord. Our rejoicing is not in ourselves. It's in His name. It's in what? His blessed name. And it does say all the day, and that's because it means all the day. This is not a thing of circumstance. Your circumstances may be miserable. Your circumstances may be bad. They may be good. But this is talking about in His name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are to rejoice all the day long. Because why? Guess what? All day long, we are blessed. There's a time, I mean, I understand being at work and I understand concentrating on doing your job because I have to in mind sometimes. I am looking for a really nice, boring job that I don't have to think too hard at, and but pays really well, Mason. I have not been able to find it yet.
Look on, brother.
Yeah, I'm keeping looking. I have hope. But that's not the point. The point is, sometimes, and I believe Walter and I have talked about this, Earl and I have talked about this, is the fact that even while you're at work and concentrating, every now and then, you'll get a thought in your head. It comes from, as far as I'm concerned, nowhere, but I know where it comes from. It comes from Him within, a thought of Christ, and how what I'm doing and what I am experiencing at work relates to the fact of, it's plain to see some of these people don't know Christ.
Yeah.
And some things just come, a scripture passage will come to mind while I'm sitting there typing on my computer, trying to figure out and interpret what somebody's written down. This happens all the day long.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. I enjoy that. Whenever I think of my Lord Jesus Christ, I do get a feeling of joy.
Yeah.
This is not bubbly happiness, you know, thrill. No, but there's a joy that comes that I can rest in His work and His strength and His presence and His word that you can enjoy in all day long. But it's only in His name. The stuff in my name comes and goes.
Yeah.
And it's not just Sunday either. It's all the day. Guess what? Every day. But our joy is a person. In Thy name. And Thy name is Jesus. Paul, call His name Jesus.
Yeah.
Why? For He shall save His people from their sin.
Yeah. Amen.
That name above every name, that name at every name, every knee's going to bow at the name of what? Jesus. Savior. To the glory of God the Father. His name brings you joy when you know the joyful sound. And you know this Jesus of this book. And in Thy righteousness, what? Shall, there's that word shall again. Shall they be, what? Exalted.
Yeah.
Exalted. Now, first of all, it's in Thy righteousness.
Yeah.
It's not in yours. Yeah. It's not in mine. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Everything we have is because of His righteousness.
Amen. That's right.
Every blessing we have is because of His righteousness. Everything we are that is of any value is in His righteousness. He has been made our righteousness by God, and his righteousness is just as perfect as all the rest of him. He, the Lord, the Redeemer, is our righteousness. And we have the righteousness of Christ. I don't know how to state that any better. In thy righteousness shall they be exalted. In his righteousness, we are exalted. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In his righteousness. We, now this is talking about, this is not election. These are those who know the joyful sound. These are the called out people of God. Those that have been brought into Christ, regenerated and converted. We are called out and we are exalted in his righteousness. The beggar is removed from the dunghill. You have been digged from the pit. And that beggar is removed from the dunghill to sit with princes and kings. The prodigal son has come home.
Yeah.
And the father clothes him with the best robe and sits him at his table.
Yeah.
We are exalted in his righteousness. And none of it's in us, but we are exalted to know things, to hear things, to be able to preach things that the princes of this world do not know, cannot know. We know he has given us his righteousness. God looks at me, and God looks at you, if you believe, and he sees his son.
Yeah.
He sees his son's righteousness. He looks at you and sees holiness. Not yours,
yeah.
Christ.
Amen.
But God can look upon you. Now God is of purer eyes to even behold sin.
Yeah.
But he can look upon you. Thou worm, Jacob.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jacob had a redeemer.
Yeah.
And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. That's just as certain as the walk.
Amen.
We know him and we are exalted only in his righteousness, in his perfection. Because the potter is making vessels unto honor.
Yeah.
Now, he's also making vessels unto dishonor. But this is talking about the vessels made unto honor.
Yeah.
And those vessels are exalted in his righteousness. And only in his righteousness. You know, we read it and mean it. And believe it, that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. But right now, precious in the sight of the Lord are his saints that are alive. Christ told his disciples, the very heads of the hairs on your head are numbered. My Father knows and values us. Not in and of ourselves, not because of anything we've done, but because he has given us to his son.
Amen. That's right.
And in his righteousness, we're exalted with him. I just have a hard time laying hold of that. But it's true. Whether I understand it or not, whether I can grasp it or not, that's true. We are exalted with Christ. For thou art the glory of their strength. And in the favor, our horn shall be exalted. He's our strength. And he's our strength, and he's the glory of our strength. I know Jesus Christ, well, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
Yeah.
He came and died when we were without strength. And I do remember what Earl used to say about that. That doesn't say we were weak. That's not saying we were puny. We didn't have any strength. None. Absolutely none as toward the Father, as toward God. But now, if you know the joyful sound, if you walk, he is the glory of our strength. He is the glory of their strength. We do have strength now in him. Not in ourselves. Any strength we have now is his. To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Those that are what? Born of God. He has done some things to us. Now he is the glory of our strength. He gets the glory of it. Why? Because he's the source.
Amen. That's right.
He's the source. Any strength we have is because he gave it to us. Any strength we have is because he keeps giving it to us. Because if it was up to me, I'd turn around and leave. I know that about myself. I don't trust me. I am my own worst enemy. I know that in my flesh dwelleth, what? No good thing. But there's another that dwells in me. And in him I can do all things. According to his will. According to his will. They always want to leave that part out. Oh, you can move mountains through saying the name of Jesus. No, you can't. Only according to his will can you do anything.
Amen, that's right.
Of any eternal value. And he's the glory of our strength. Why? Because he gave it to us.
Yeah.
Any strength we have, any talent we have, any gift we have, came down from the Father of lights. He has all power and all might, and he does give to the need of the person and of the time. Now this next statement, there's a little controversy, but it's, I think, pretty plain. But in thy favor, our horn shall be exalted. Now, I've already said, they shall be exalted. And that's definitely speaking of those who know the joyful sound.
Yeah.
But in thy favor, our horn shall be exalted. Because, you know, the commentators do disagree on this. Some of them say it's us again. I don't think it is, because we already said we're going to be exalted. But I think this actually refers to the fact, this fact. In the favor of the Lord, in thy favor, the horn of our salvation is exalted.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the horn of our salvation.
Yeah, that's right.
And he is actually glorified by the salvation and by the walk and by the exaltation of his people. That's what it's saying. I believe that. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 3 says, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield," what? "And the horn of my salvation."
Amen.
my high tower, my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. He's the horn of salvation. Psalms 18:2 put it this way, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Jesus Christ is exalted, is glorified in the salvation of his people.
That's right, yeah.
That's what it says, I'm pretty sure. Now, are you sure that's him? Well, Luke 1 and verse 69 put it this way. And hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is glorified in the salvation of his people. This is a fact. He spoke about this in his high priestly prayer in John 17.
Yeah.
And we, his people, are saved through his power. And that's what the horn is representative of.
Yeah.
The power of a horned beast is what it's the illustration. He's the horn of our salvation. He's the power of our salvation. And he is glorified in that by the Father. And here's the last verse I want to talk about. Psalm 89 and verse 18. For the Lord is our defense. And the Holy One of Israel is our King. For the Lord is our defense. You know, we still need defense. Here in this world. This is where this is talking about. This is where we know the joyful sound. This is where we walk in his countenance, in the light of his countenance, and this is where we in his name rejoice. Right here, right now, on this planet, once he's called you out and brought you in to himself, this is what we are doing. And we still need the defense of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, put on the whole armor of God.
Amen. Right.
I'm not going into all that. But guess what? Every one of those things is defensive.
Yeah.
Except for that sword, which is the word. But you got the shield, the buckler, you've got the breastplate. All of it is for the defense of his people. But he, very clearly, he is our defense.
Amen.
It's not us. I can be very defensive, but that's another thing. That's what people say about you when you actually respond to things they say. Don't be so defensive. Well, keep it up and I'll get offensive if you really want it. But this, he's our defense. The Lord is our defense. God is our defense. We have no strength but the strength he's given us. We have no knowledge except the knowledge he's given us. We have nothing in and of ourselves except for what he's given us. But still, even with what he's given us, even with what he's done to us, right now, he is still our defense. See, four. The Lord is our defense. Four is a word of conclusion, taking what has been said before and bringing it to a head. Four, the Lord is our defense. Now, if you come up with a conclusion that doesn't start with the Lord, you've come up with a wrong conclusion.
Amen.
Might as well go back and start over. Because something's faulty somewhere, and it ain't the scriptures, it's you. If the conclusion that you derive from the scriptures is not the Lord, you've reached the wrong conclusion. Like I said, you're on the wrong track. Your train hasn't left the station. You can pick a metaphor. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? That's a rhetorical statement, which I will answer. No one and nothing can be against you. Why? Because the Lord is our defense. Now here it is. And the Holy One of Israel is our King. There's a reason for our blessings. There's a reason for our joy. There's a reason for our rejoicing. There's a reason for our walk. There's a reason we are exalted. The Holy One of Israel is our King. And that's a flat statement. That is a fact of the Scriptures. This had better be your conclusion right here. The Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. If you are one of those blessed people that know the joyful sound, you know because the Holy One of Israel is your King.
Amen.
If you walk in the light of His countenance, it's because the Holy One of Israel is your King. Who is the Holy One of Israel? It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You got scripture for that? Well, of course I do. I'll give you one. This is my favorite. Isaiah 54 and verse 5 says, "For," another conclusion statement, "for thy Maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name." What? "And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." The God of the whole earth shall his name be called. Who's the Redeemer? Scriptures are clear. In Isaiah 54 and verse 5, it's the Holy One of Israel. In the New Testament, it's Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Amen.
He is the Redeemer. There's only one. There is the redemption. There's only one. And thy Redeemer, the Redeemer, is the Holy One of Israel. And the Holy One of Israel is our King. Everything we have, everything that has been done for us and to us has been done because of the Holy One of Israel, who is our King.
Amen. Right.
And if that ain't your conclusion, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. I'm going to point it out. You know, this is a few thousand years ago, and the Holy One of Israel is King then. He's King now. And He's going to always be King. He's coming to be revealed as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And guess who He is? He is the Holy One of Israel, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Old Testament scripture quoted in the New Testament. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. That's speaking of the resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
He arose in power and glory and might, and He was never corrupted. Yes, He died. Yes, He was made sin. But no, He never saw corruption. And He is declared King here in Psalms 89. And He is King now. And because He is King, and because He is thy Redeemer, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. All of these things happen because the Holy One of Israel is our King. And no other reason. There's nothing in us that would even come close to bringing this upon ourselves. This is a gift by the free grace of the sovereign Lord of God. Amen. The Holy One of Israel is our King. He is our Maker. He is our husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. It's another Psalm 100. Before he came into this world, that's when this was written. Jesus had not come. Paul read it. Matthew 1. Before he came in this world, he is King. You got a problem with that, you got a problem with Scripture. And it ain't my problem. It's your problem. That's just the way it is. Before he came, the Holy One of Israel is our King. He is King. And right here, if you know the joyful sound, you can say, he's my King. That's the reason you know the joyful sound is because he is your King. And if you don't know the joyful sound, if you don't know the gospel, if you don't know the truth, if you don't love the truth, you got no reason to think that the Holy One of Israel is your King.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, the opposite's true. The Holy One of Israel has redeemed his people. And he is bringing them in, calling them out of the world and into his marvelous light. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has all power. He has all might. He is light. And he has all majesty and glory. He is King. The God of all the earth shall he be called. That's our Lord. That's our Lord. The God of all the earth shall he be called. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. Thank you, Lord, for letting us gather. Be with Walter as he brings a message we need to hear. Be with all of us as you always are. And bless us through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.